The Assembly will hear an address by His Excellency Hassan Sheikh Mohamed, President of the Federal Republic of Somalia. I request protocol to escort His Excellency. On behalf of the General Assembly, I have the honor to welcome to the United Nations, His Excellency Hassan Sheikh Mohamed, President of the Federal Republic of Somalia, and to invite him to address the Assembly. Your Excellency.
Mr. President, Mr. Secretary General, Excellencies, members of the Assembly, it's a pleasure to join you today. Yesterday, a journalist asked me to describe Somalia in 15 seconds. Firstly, let me say that Somalis are great storytellers, so asking a Somali to say anything in 15 seconds is very difficult. I really had to think where to begin. I told him that if he could think of a problem, then Somalia has it. And often, at the same time, war, piracy, extremist, terrorist groups, famine, droughts, floods. But that was the Somalia of yesterday, not the Somalia of today. For many, I fear their experience of Somalia is confined to the films like the recent Captain Phillips or reruns of Black Hawk Down. It's confined to the YouTube scenes of the terrific Westgate Mall incident in Kenya. It's narrowed down to yet another title on a library bookshelf, including the words Failed State. It's limited to a reference of long war. But if we were to shrink our gaze to just this small glimpse, we would miss the beauty of a very different picture that we are painting today, right now, in Somalia. Somalia, the Somalia I led as a president, is very different than that Somalia. My Somalia is not a 15-second summary of problems. It is not a Somalia of a failure. Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we may still be fragile, but we are no longer a broken state. In September 2012, marked a milestone for Somalia with the establishment of a new federal government built on national consensus and unanimously recognized by the international community. On its appointment, the federal government of Somalia faced multiple complex challenges, a stark of lack of resources, and only very basic institutional and government structures. The country was divided with no clear path for unification. Al-Shabaab and other militia groups controlled most of the territory. The task ahead of us was daunting, and expectations were very high among our people and among our international partners. Everything was a priority, from security, political inclusivity, health care, education, and private sector development, to basic economic reform. We faced the significant challenge of simultaneously building frameworks and institutions whilst needing to immediately deliver tangible benefits for our people, schools, hospitals, roads, and more. We need to deliver against this long list of interrelated priorities. In an environment that is politically fragmented on one hand, whilst fighting a war against terrorist groups on the other hand, And we have done this successfully. The foundation for the future has been laid through our clear military defeat of Al-Shabaab, possible only through the joint effort of the Somali National Army and the African Union mission to Somalia. More than 70% of the south central regions of Somalia has been liberated from the scourge of Al-Shabaab and restored to the control of the federal government of Somalia. Over the past 2 years, we focused on building foundations and laying down the groundwork and ensuing reform in Somalia. We've developed legal frameworks, governance structures, public finance management reform processes, formalized Somalia's presence in the international community, strengthened our relationship with the neighboring countries, restructured key institutions, established forums for dialogue, developed the path for political reform, and put in place the architecture of linking international support to our priorities through the New Deal, Somali Compact. We've made major progress in public financial management reform, putting in place greater accountability measures, controls and governance structures. Key legislation has been drafted, budget policy developed, and the capacity of the Accountant General and Auditor General's offices is strengthened. An annual budget developed against a government-wide work plan and priorities has been delivered. A new governor and board of directors have been appointed to the Central Bank of Somalia, which we started from scratch. A financial governance committee, an advisory level, which is a joint committee between the federal government of Somalia and international financing institutions, was established to provide greater transparency and oversight of the financial transactions in Somalia. We can be heartened that such distinct progress has been made in positively the country moving from failed state to a nascent functioning state institutions. Today, September 2014, I'm confident that with the support of the Somali people and the engagement of our international partners, Somalia has undergone a remarkable transformation. Today, we have a country that's beginning to unite as a nation behind a vision that will see a federal and united Somalia in 2016, a Somalia which will meet our aspirations for a better future. But we cannot rest there. Somalia has always had an enormous capacity for playing a long game, and now, more than ever, we must stay our course. Somalia is at a critical juncture in its effort to achieve security and stability. This past year has been a rise in terrorist groups and activities around the world. Today, the reach of terrorists is not confined to just one country. It's a global issue with global action required. More than any other fragile state today, Somalia has significantly advanced in its fight against the terror. We are winning the war, but we must also win the peace. President Obama spoke earlier this week of being at the crossroads of war and peace. As Somalis, we know better than any other nations the truth of this statement. We are at that juncture. That's why we know that solutions must not just be military in nature. Yesterday, we were reminded of the origins behind the establishment of the United Nations. We are reminded of the power of peaceful political reconciliation. Military intervention can bring about a cessation of war, and it cannot propagate peace, dialogue, reconciliation. forgiveness. These are the tools of peace builders. These are the tools of nation builders. As the President of Somalia, I reaffirm our commitment to not allowing extremist ideology or its servants hide anymore in places inside Somalia. Somalia is strategically located as a gateway between the Arabian Peninsula and the African continent. Al-Shabaab must not be defeated only for other extremist groups such as ISIS, militant group to replace, to find fertile grounds. As the security situation in Somalia improves and Al-Shabaab becomes a spent force, we cannot afford to rest in peace without making a final victory. We must strengthen Somalia as a firewall, both security-wise and ideologically. Somalia must be strengthened to prevent the African continent from again being invaded by violent extremists who target innocent civilians, spreading their ideology of death. Solutions must be sought through the application of the rule of law, through the pursuit of human rights, through the access to justice. People must be allowed to determine their own future and their own place in that brilliant future. We must not forget the importance of political reconciliation and reform for maintaining long-term stability and creating an enabling environment for development gains. 2 years ago, it quickly became clear that the key to delivering peace and building sustainable security was the formation of a unified and federal Somalia. Vision 2016 framework was developed to encapsulate this important goal of our nation. Vision 2016 outlines the framework for federalism through reconciliation, adoption of a revised permanent constitution through referendum, and the path to a democratic elections at the end. It's a tall order. This cannot be overstated. By 2016, the federal government has undertaken to revise our provisional constitution and adopt it through a public referendum. We have undertaken to deliver a federal Somalia made up of member states. We have undertaken to deliver credible national elections. We have not failed on the side of the ambition. And we must not fail to deliver on our ambition. And we are delivering, led by the federal government, together with existing and emerging regional stakeholders inside Somalia. We've made significant progress in the formation of interim regional administrations in southwest Somalia and central regions of Somalia through dialogue and consultations. The Constitution Review and Implementation Commission was completed in May 2014, and they started their work to review the current provisional constitution of Somalia. Approval and adoption of the provisional constitution is critical to an inclusive political statement, inclusive political settlement that will pave the way for sustainable security and development in Somalia. In order to create a federal state, it will be essential to ensure the full participation by sub-federal administrations in the political transformation of Somalia. The Boundaries and Federation Commission will be established and will set the mechanism for supporting the process of federating Somalia. The National Independent Electoral Commission will be endorsed by our parliament by the end of this year. The federal government is committed to inclusivity and is taking concrete steps to engage all Somalis in the political process of nation building, including women and minority groups, observing the principle of Somali Somali dialogue. We've seen great progress in connecting the government to the Somali public through improving service delivery, particularly in the area of education. We have now enrolled in 2 years' time 100,000 students in the public schools, appointed 2,000 teachers teaching in public schools. We are investing in strengthening our Somali national forces. The Somali National Army is a key element in defeating Al-Shabaab, and we are working with our international partners to ensure that we have a well-trained, well-equipped, integrated National Army and other defense institutions in place so that Somalia will one day be well able to defend its own peace and participate in the international peace. However, it grieves me to report today that the humanitarian situation in Somalia is extremely critical. About 3.2 million Somalis need life-saving or livelihood assistance in Somalia right now. A terrible mix of drought, rising food prices, increasing malnutrition, and insecurity is plunging the humanitarian situation in Somalia to a crisis not similar, of course, to that of the horrific famine of 2011. More than 1 million people in Somalia face acute food insecurity today, out of a population of 12.3 million in the country. More than 1 million people are internally displaced inside Somalia. 3 months ago, a humanitarian community and the federal government sounded the alarm about the impending crisis. Humanitarian response plans were prepared and launched. A swift action by the federal government to set up an interim interministerial committee and interventionists with humanitarian partners and donors has mitigated the current crisis. However, a sustained and scaled-up response is required now to prevent a freefall. The humanitarian appeal remains severely underfunded. Only 32% of the requested US dollar, $933 million, has been received. The situation must be addressed urgently. As we enter the last third of the year, more than $500 million are still required for life-saving activities in Somalia. Over the past 18 months, Somalia has seen significant amount of progress, on the other hand, in its political, economic, and development sectors. If the current humanitarian situation deteriorates into crisis, all these gains will be undermined. We've come too far to allow this to happen. Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it's clear that despite the challenges, Somalia is moving along the road of integration, of inclusivity, of peace. We are leaving behind the disorder and the discord sown by the distorted ideology. I was told a history recently, a remarkable history of truth that I think illustrates perfectly the power of reconciliation and the triumph of compassion over brutality. One of our Somali NGOs is running a social reconciliation program in some remote areas of Somalia. It consists of 12 weeks of intense facilitated truth discussion designated to disrupt the cycle of violence and create a safe space where people can tell their histories through storytelling, nurture, understanding. A young man whose family had moved to another country when his father was murdered in that conflict by another fellow man in the village heard this program. He heard that the Somali NGO was training program facilitators, people who would be able to move freely from one village to another and teach others the way, peace and reconciliation. rather than an opportunity to pursue peace, this young man, filled with anger at his father's murder, saw it as the ideal way for him to extract revenge. He would return to Somalia, undertake the course of training, gain access to his family's old village under a false pretext, and while he was there, he would kill his father's murderer. So he came home to Somalia, he bought a weapon, he went through the training, he went to the village, he ensured that his father's murderer attended the training, and he harbored the destruction of his father's enemy in his heart. But then something strange started to happen. As he helped the villagers to tell their histories of violence, of the endless cycle of horror, of the terrible choices they had had, his heart softened. He understood that any choice that involved violence was not a choice at all. One day, he stood up in the training center, addressed his father's murderer, explained that he had plotted to kill him, and begged his forgiveness. In a way, this was a man's history, echoes the national history that we are beginning to tell in Somalia today, that our future will not be built on the ashes of revenge. It will not be built on the stones of violence. We reaffirm our choice of peace. We reaffirm that reconciliation, the path that we have chosen, will be won through dialogue, through inclusive politics, through creating a shared vision of what Somalia can be in the future. Our success requires the support of our international partners, but most of all, it demands the ownership and the commitment of the Somali people, which we are ensuring. As we continue towards democratization, this is not time for skepticism. We've laid out our plans, and we need to stand together to execute and deliver. Our achievements and progress have been made possible by the determination of our Somali people. We welcome and acknowledge the staunch support of our international partners and look forward to their continuing engagement behind our nationally led agenda. I acknowledge the commitment and the sacrifice of our Somali defense institutions and grieve the loss of our soldiers and security staff who died in the pursuit of peace. I renew my commitment to serve Somali people. Somalia is indebted to their resilience and perseverance in the face of extraordinary challenges. Somalis look forward to working with you, the family of the United Nations, towards a peaceful, prosperous future of the nation called Somalia. We are very much indebted for you as the family of the United Nations. I thank you.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Federal Republic of Somalia for the statement just made. May I ask, Representative, to remain seated while we greet the President.